This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This morning, we'll continue our conversation from earlier this week with the 2017 Sangamon County Farmer Hall of Fame recipient, Al Landry of Pawnee. Al is 81 years old and still actively farms with his family. And today, we'll hear from Al about what has changed the most since he started farming in the 1950s, and also what advice he has for young, beginning farmers.
The biggest thing today is you got to stay up with marketing. Marketing is one of the bigger issues for us smaller-time farmers. It's marketing. It's very fluctuating, and you just cannot keep up with it if you don't look at it every day. Because one of the reasons for that is you used to have livestock, and so you could if you needed some money, you'd go out and sell a hog or two. Today, most people don't have livestock, so they've got to budget their marketing more throughout the year, and so that is a big issue in my book, is on marketing, so you have your income to meet your expenses for the year. So that is my big headache. And because it used to be the expenses wasn't as bad as they are today. Early starting farming, you could figure you'd plant your corn, you're going to get $1.75 a bushel for it, and you pretty much lived with it. Today you don't know what the market is going to be for what you're going to get for your corn or beans, because it fluctuates more, and the expense for that bag of seed corn is so much higher than it used to be. And then you got to include your expenses on your farm equipment now that you never... that never used to play quite as big a role. You could buy a tractor or a combine and halfway pay for it. Today, the tractor and the combine are getting just almost out of the realm where a guy can afford to buy a tractor or a combine. And it takes so much more money to operate. And you don't have the income like you had, because you're not as diversified. You're more strictly, you're either a big-time livestock operator or you're a grain farmer, to where 50 years ago you was a little of both. So that has been one of the big, big things. And then not only that, but the technology today is so much greater than it used to be.
Al, do you like the new technology, or what are your thoughts? That was going to be my next question. I'm sure it's a lot different driving a tractor today than it was in the 50s.
Oh, we haven't seen anything yet. I don't think we've seen anything yet on technology for the farming industry in itself. You're getting to where the the implements are pretty much drive themselves, and it probably won't be too long till we won't even have to be in the piece of equipment to drive it through the field, and that'll be quite a big change for everybody, and I think it'll be a good thing within itself. It will be all right. The technology is coming along great, and that's not only for farm machinery, but in the seed industry, it is also coming more advanced on the, on their looking at the seed development and how they can change the traits of it. So I think that that'll be yet to come on more strong is the seed technology to fight the different diseases and carry forth with better yields and stamina to the basic to the weather conditions and so forth.
Well, it is pretty amazing, and Al, I'll ask you, and Farm Bureau might be one of your answers, but for a guy that has seen so much change, you've had to adapt to so many things and try new things in farming, how do you stay on top of these new changes? You know, first off, you were telling us about marketing. You know, do you have someone that you talk to, or how do you try to stay up on these things?
Well, that's twofold. You try to stay up on it through basically by reading, talking to different individuals, your farm implement dealers. You stay there, and that's one thing that I liked about the Farm Bureau. You could go to meetings and talk to different people at the meeting and pick up, you could pick up different ideas of which were either good or bad. You know, you, like one guy would say, well, I tried that and it didn't work out this good. I'm not real happy with it. And then you might talk to the next guy and he said, well, I done it this way and had real good luck. So you kind of, you come home from a Farm Bureau meeting having to sit down and do some thinking. Do we want to try that or not try doing something? And so that was one advantage that I really enjoyed from the Farm Bureau in trying to stay up with the progress that's going on in the farming industry in itself. We had a good rapport from that, and that's because you can get the coffee shop talk, but that's not always, that's coffee shop talk's not always the best of information sometimes in my book, but it is a hands-on situation of which you somewhat, you know, it's, you take it and put it in with all of the rest of the information. But basically, your seed corn company, your implement dealer, and Farm Bureau is the mainstays in my book for looking at how you're going to improve for next year. So forth. That's been it.
Well, Al, I appreciate talking with you today, and congratulations again on this awesome award that you received and were named to be a part of the Farmer Hall of Fame. As a final question, do you have any advice for young farmers or those just getting started with your years of experience, anything that you'd like to say to them?
Have a big checkbook. that's truly a sorry thing, because the young farmer today, starting out, does not have the resources to get started in farming like I did 50 years ago, because of the the cost and expense of everything to start with. It's just hard for a young farmer to get started, get the financial backing to get started. So I truly feel kind of sorry for the younger farmers trying to start out today, because the financial aspect of it is very restraining for them in my book. I just know from my daily operational aspects how it would be for a young kid that doesn't have the resources to start out with. So I wish him good luck, but they're not quite as well off in starting out as I was 50 years ago.
Al Landry, the 2017 Sangamon County Farmer Hall of Fame recipient from Pawnee. And don't forget that the Gillespie FFA is selling sweet corn this morning from 8 to noon, and also on Monday and Tuesday mornings from 8 to noon also in the Gillespie Methodist Church parking lot. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.